Coffee Break Italian, Season 1, Lesson 38. Buongiorno a tutti e benvenuti a Coffee Break Italian. Io sono Mark. Come state oggi? How are you today? Oggi ho un po' mal di testa. I've got a little bit of a sore head today. And that's probably quite appropriate because today we're going to be listening to a conversation that we recorded in a pharmacy when we were in Italy. And it's the perfect opportunity to review some of the language we've previously learned. And what was that language that we previously learned? Well, there are two ways, as you remember, to say that you've got a pain somewhere. Earlier, I said, oh, mal di testa. I have a sore head. And can you remember the alternative way to say I have a sore head? That's when you say, to me makes bad the head. Mi fa male la testa. You're going to hear both of those constructions in the conversation, which we're going to listen to now. Allora, cominciamo! Ciao!
Buongiorno, posso aiutarvi?
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Che cosa ha?
Ho dei capogiri e ho un mal di testa.
Capisco, e altro?
Mi fa male la gola.
Ha anche una brutta tosse.
Da quanto si sente così?
Non capisco.
He asked how long you felt like this.
Due giorni più o meno.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No. Molte pizze deliziose, ma niente di strano.
Forse troppo formaggio. È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
Ha usato la crema solare?
Forse non abbastanza. Non siamo abituati al sole.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
D'accordo. Grazie molti per tutto l'aiuto.
Di niente.
Buona giornata.
Arrivederci. Okay, we're actually going to listen to this conversation again now. And I'd like you to listen for two particular things. First of all, I'd like to know what Katie's symptoms are. Obviously, she's not feeling very well and we've gone to the pharmacist to ask for some advice. So Katie's not feeling well, but what are her symptoms? And the second question is, how long has she had these symptoms? You'll be listening out for a time phrase there. So let's listen to the whole conversation again and then we'll go through it together.
Ciao.
Buongiorno, posso aiutarvi?
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Che cosa ha?
Ho dei capogiri e ho un mal di testa.
Capisco, e altro?
Mi fa male la gola.
Ha anche una brutta tosse.
Da quanto si sente così?
Non capisco.
He asked how long you felt like this.
Due giorni più o meno.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No. Molte pizze deliziose, ma niente di strano.
Forse troppo formaggio. È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
Ha usato la crema solare?
Forse non abbastanza. Non siamo abituati al sole.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
D'accordo. Grazie molti per tutto l'aiuto.
Di niente.
Buona giornata.
Arrivederci. So, did you pick up Katie's symptoms? Well, she actually used both forms to say that she had a sore head, o mal di testa, and she also mentioned mi fa male la gola. I have a sore throat. Now, there were a couple of other things in there too, but we'll go through them in just a moment. Did you hear how long she's been feeling like this? She said, due giorni, più o meno, 2 days, more or less. Okay, let's now go back through our conversation from the very beginning and we'll analyse every part of this conversation with you now. I'd like you to listen to how the pharmacist welcomes us when we go into the pharmacy. Have a listen.
Ciao.
Buongiorno, posso aiutarvi?
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Did you notice that he said, posso aiutarvi? We've heard, posso aiutarla, and indeed, posso aiutarti. The V on the end of aiutare, to help, the V is you plural. So, can I help you plural? Posso, from the verb potere, can I, aiutarvi, the V being you plural, and it's going on to the end of the infinitive, aiutare. So, posso aiutarvi, can I help you? And my answer was, my friend isn't feeling very well. La mia amica non si sente molto bene. She is not feeling very well. Non si sente molto bene. Now let's turn this around. How would you say I'm not feeling very well? In that case, it's non mi sento molto bene. Non mi sento molto bene. Sentirsi bene is to feel well. So, non mi sento molto bene. I don't feel very well. But we're talking in this case about Katie, so I say, la mia amica non si sente molto bene. She's not feeling very well. Have a listen again to this part and, indeed, have a listen to the pharmacist's question.
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Che cosa?
Ho dei capogiri e ho un mal di testa.
Capisco. E altro?
Okay, he asks, che cosa? Now, let's just think about how that would be spelt. Che cosa is what, literally what thing, and a from the verb avere, so it's H-A. So to write that down, you would say che, C-H-E, cosa, C-O-S, apostrophe, H-A. Literally, he's asking, what thing do you have? Can you describe your symptoms? And of course, when you think about it, when you're talking about having a sore head or a sore throat or something like that, you use o mal di testa. That's one way of saying it, of course. I have a sore head. So what thing do you have? A sore head. Now, Katie's response is o dei capogiri. Un capogiro is when your head turns. Girare, the verb to turn, and capo, it's another word for your head, la testa or il capo. Normally, you would refer to testa when you're talking about having a sore head and so on. But, o dei capogiri, I have a spinning head, I'm dizzy, e ho mal di testa, and I have a sore head. So I'm dizzy and I have a sore head. And the pharmacist says, capisco, I understand. He also asks, e altro? And anything else? E altro? Okay, let's listen to that part of the conversation again, and we'll let it run on so that you can hear what else Katie has wrong, what other symptoms she has.
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Che cosa?
Ho dei capogiri e ho un mal di testa.
Capisco, e altro?
Mi fa male la gola.
Ha anche una brutta tosse.
Did you pick up what Katie said she had? Mi fa male la gola. My throat is sore, or my throat hurts. Of course, she could also have said, o mal di gola, I have a sore throat. But she chose to use the other one here, mi fa male la gola. Now, I added in something else here. I said, ha anche una brutta tosse. She also has a nasty cough, una brutta tosse. Now, brutta normally is the word for ugly, but we can use it here for nasty, a nasty cough. Una tosse, una brutta tosse. She also has a nasty cough.
Mi fa male la gola.
Ha anche una brutta tosse.
Da quanto si sente così?
Non capisco.
The pharmacist's question here is, da quanto si sente così? Si sente, you feel, using the polite form. Earlier, I had said, la mia amica non si sente molto bene, using the third person. She is not feeling very well. And of course, si sente is also the third person for the formal form, the formal you. So, lei si sente. The pharmacist is using the lei form with Katie. So he says, da quanto si sente così? Da quanto Da quanto tempo, for how long, since how long, si sente, are you feeling così, this way? How long have you felt like this? Kitty doesn't understand this question, and she says that very useful phrase which you can use in every situation where you don't understand a question, non capisco, I don't understand. So I explain, and then she answers.
Da quanto si sente così?
Non capisco.
He asked how long you felt like this.
Due giorni più o meno.
So as we've already heard, Katie has been feeling like this for 2 days more or less, a couple of days. Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Here at Coffee Break Italian, we want to help you turn your downtime into do time. Vuoi fare un po' di pratica? Join us on Facebook 3 times a week and put your Italian to work with our language challenges and cultural insights. As they say, practice makes perfect, or in Italiano, la pratica rende perfetti. Head over to facebook.com/coffeebreakitalian. A presto allora!
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, the pharmacist has another question for us. Let's have a listen to this next question, and he's going to be using a past tense, the perfect tense that we've come across a couple of times in the past few weeks.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No.
Listen again to the question and see if you can spot the verb that Katie's obviously spotted when she was asked this question.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No.
So the pharmacist is asking, ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale? Have you eaten something different from usual? Diverso, different, dal normale, from the normal. Have you eaten anything different or strange or unusual? So there he's asking again, using the lei form, the polite form, ha mangiato. Ha being the form of avere for the you formal. Ha mangiato. If someone were talking to a child, you could ask, hai mangiato? Have you eaten? Hai mangiato qualcosa diverso? Have you eaten something different? And of course, to say, I have eaten, it would be ho mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale. I have eaten something different from usual. So let's listen to the question again and we'll hear Katie's answers.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No, molte pizze deliziose, ma niente di strano.
So Katie's eaten molte pizze deliziose. Now watch those agreements there, because we have many delicious pizzas. Molte pizze deliziose. All of the words end in E, the sound E, the letter E. Molte pizze deliziose. Many delicious pizzas. Ma niente di strano. But nothing strange. Note that when you say nothing followed by an adjective, in Italian, you have to put in di. Niente di strano, nothing strange. Niente di brutto, nothing nasty or nothing ugly. Niente di interessante, nothing interesting. But you have to have the di in there each time. Molte pizze deliziose, ma niente di strano. Nothing unusual, nothing strange. The pharmacist says that it may be linked to the pizzas. He says, perhaps too much cheese, forse troppo formaggio. But he also asks another question.
Forse troppo formaggio. È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
Listen again to this combination of question and answer and see if you can work out what he's asking.
Forse troppo formaggio. È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
You should have picked up there, non fa molto caldo, it's not very warm. Because we're talking about being out in the open, being out in the sun. The pharmacist asks, è stata al sole per molto tempo? Have you been in the sun for lots of time? È stata al sole. Don't worry about è stata. It's another of these perfect tenses, but it's a little bit different because we're talking about the verb or a verb to be. Have you spent lots of time in the sun? È stata. If you just look at that as a piece of vocabulary for now, we'll definitely be looking at this concept in a later episode of Coffee Break Italian. But for now, è stata al sole per molto tempo. Have you been in the sun for a lot of time? And I come up with an answer here.
È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
Okay, I say siamo stati all'aperto. We've been out in the open, aperto. We know this word from a sign that you may see on a shop. Aperto, or indeed the alternative, which would be closed. Can you remember how you say closed? It would be chiuso. Aperto, chiuso. So we've been out in the open, siamo stati all'aperto, and we have, well, we've done something. See if you can work out what this means. Abbiamo camminato molto. Do you recognize the verb camminare? It's to walk. I'm sure we've come across that somewhere before. Camminare, to walk. So we've walked a lot. Abbiamo camminato molto. But it's not very, very warm. Ma non fa molto caldo. It's not too hot.
È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto. Ma non fa molto caldo.
The pharmacist has another question for Katie.
Ha usato la crema solare.
Can you work out what la crema solare would be? It would be sun cream. Ha usato la crema solare. Have you used sun cream? Have a listen to my explanation here, my response.
Ha usato la crema solare.
Forse non abbastanza. Non siamo abituati al sole.
Now I say forse non abbastanza. Perhaps not enough. Abbastanza means enough or sufficiently. So perhaps not enough. And I add in another little bit of information here. Non siamo abituati al sole. Abituato means to be used to something or to be accustomed to something. So we are not accustomed to il sole, the sun. We're not used to the sun. Non siamo abituati al sole. Okay, it's time for the pharmacist to give his diagnosis. Let's have a listen.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
So there are three things there, three pieces of information. Let's listen again. He begins by saying, non penso che sia molto grave. I don't think it's very serious. Again, there's something a little bit complicated in there. It's the non penso che sia. That's a complex verb form that comes after non penso che. I don't think it is very serious. I don't think it's very serious. And then he gives the diagnosis. Let's listen again to the diagnosis. And you're looking for 3 points here.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
Okay, so non penso che sia molto grave. I don't think it's very serious. And then your 3 things are, deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno. You need to take these tablets due volte al giorno, 2 times a day, e non deve stare al sole, and you must not be in the sun, or out in the sun. And there's one final bit of information, or a bit of advice, and that is, beva molta acqua. We know what acqua is, water, so Katie's got to drink lots of water. Let's listen one more time to that diagnosis.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
Okay, so it's now time for us to leave. Let's listen to the end of the conversation.
D'accordo. Grazie molti per tutto l'aiuto.
Di niente.
Buona giornata.
Arrivederci.
So Katie thanked the pharmacist for all his help. Grazie molte per tutto l'aiuto. Tutto, all, l'aiuto, the help. And he says, di niente. Don't mention it, not a problem. And we head off. Okay, it's time now to listen to the whole conversation once more. And this time, hopefully, you'll understand everything.
Ciao.
Buongiorno, posso aiutarvi?
La mia amica non si sente molto bene.
Che cosa?
Ho dei capogiri e ho un mal di testa.
Capisco, e altro?
Mi fa male la gola.
Ha anche una brutta tosse.
Da quanto si sente così?
Non capisco.
He asked how long you felt like this.
Due giorni più o meno.
Ha mangiato qualcosa diverso dal normale?
No. Molte pizze deliziose, ma niente di strano.
Forse troppo formaggio. È stata al sole per molto tempo.
Siamo stati all'aperto e abbiamo camminato molto, ma non fa molto caldo.
Ha usato la crema solare?
Forse non abbastanza. Non siamo abituati al sole.
Non penso che sia molto grave. Deve prendere queste pastiglie due volte al giorno e non deve stare al sole. E beva molta acqua.
D'accordo. Grazie molti per tutto l'aiuto.
Di niente.
Buona giornata.
Arrivederci.
Now, as we've said before, hopefully your trip to Italy won't be marred by any health problems, but nonetheless it is very useful to be able to explain that you're not feeling very well and, of course, to understand the diagnosis. We hope that you've enjoyed this conversation today and that it's been useful practice for you with the Italian that you've been learning on Coffee Break Italian. If you're listening to the free audio version of this episode, don't forget that we have a video version available, and you also get a full transcript and access to our bonus dialogues, which we recorded in Orta and Stresa. You can find out about all of that at coffeebreakitalianplus.com. Allora, è tutto per oggi. That's it for this episode of Coffee Break Italian, and we hope that you've enjoyed it. Join us again next time for the penultimate episode in this series of Coffee Break Italian, where Katie, Francesca e anche la mamma di Francesca indulge in some baking. And in addition to your Italian, you may also learn a little bit of a recipe. Allora, a presto, ciao ciao! This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.